USA News, I'm Lance Pry. New York City began clearing out illegal immigrant males camped outside the Watson Hotel in Hell's Kitchen overnight. By 9:20 p.m. local time, the encampment was completely gone. New York City Mayor Eric Adams.
What they said to me, they said, thank you, Mr. Mayor. We would like to work. And that's why I'm pushing to make sure that they're able to work. We did not hear one person there saying that they did not want to be there.
It's going to cost you a lot more to buy a home and a car, and most of your credit card balances will also increase.
The Federal Reserve raised interest rates a quarter percentage point Tuesday, and Fed Chairman Jerome Powell said don't expect this to be the last hike.
We continue to anticipate that ongoing increases will be appropriate in order to attain a stance of monetary policy that is sufficiently restrictive to return inflation to 2% over time.
Powell did say that inflation is slowing, but it still remains too high. I'm John Schaefer.
The family of the 12-year-old boy who was shot by a Richland Park, Illinois police officer in 2019 is agreeing to a settlement. A lawyer for Amir Worship's family announced the department will pay $12 million to settle a lawsuit.
A police officer should not be able to shoot a 12-year-old child with an assault rifle for literally no reason.
Richland Park, Illinois police officer Caleb Blood said his gun misfired during a raid of the child's Markham home. Police were looking for his mother's boyfriend. The family lawyer claims Amir will require multiple knee replacements throughout his life. Iran on Thursday blamed Israel for a drone attack that targeted a military workshop in the city of Isfahan over the weekend, warning it reserves the legitimate and inherent right to retaliate. Iran's mission to the United Nations, in a letter published on its website, attributed the attack to Israel. Isfahan is a major center of missile production, research, and development for Iran. This is USA News.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code CLEAN at checkout. That's harrys.com, code CLEAN. Enjoy!
Hunter Biden's lawyers admitted late Wednesday that the abandoned laptop at the Delaware computer repair shop during Hunter's crack cocaine addiction does indeed belong to him. Now Hunter's lawyers are seeking a criminal probe into what they call attempts to weaponize its contents. Delaware Attorney General Kathy Jennings is considering the complaint. Former Congressman from Wisconsin, Republican Sean Duffy on Fox News overnight.
When you're part of a criminal enterprise, you don't throw a co-conspirator under the bus because that co-conspirator could flip on you. And so Joe Biden can't throw Hunter under the bus because if he does, Hunter might come out and go, you know what, Dad? You're part of this whole deal.
Demand for shipping drops as the pandemic fades further into the rearview mirror. And one major shipping company is making cuts.
FedEx announced it will cut 10% of its officers and directors. CEO Raj Subramaniam said it was a necessary move to make FedEx a, quote, more efficient, agile organization. FedEx and other shipping companies saw an increase in demand during the pandemic as consumers turned to online shopping. That demand has since slowed, and FedEx's stock has dropped about 20% over the last year. I'm Ryan Daniels.
And down in Florida, the College Board released Wednesday a revised and official framework for a new advanced placement course on African American Studies. That's the same study that Governor Ron DeSantis earlier denounced for imposing a political agenda. I'm Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow Towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.